Forbidden Panel welcomes you to Panelcast, Forbidden Panel's weekly podcast featuring movie and comic news and reviews. And now, your hosts, AJ and Brian.
Hey everybody, welcome to episode 32 of the Panelcast. I'm Brian.
I'm AJ.
And this week we've got some updates for you for Comic-Con, some little updates on ZKS and the Forbidden Panel site, as well as just anything else we feel like talking about. We're going to try to keep this one a little short. We're going to take a quick break and be right back.
Panelcast is brought to you by Forbidden Panel. Please visit us at www.forbiddenpanel.com.
Hey everybody, welcome back to Panelcast. This is AJ, and this segment we are going to talk about the upcoming phenomenon and grand event, otherwise known as San Diego International Comic-Con. This year, the Comic-Con is going from July 22nd to the 26th. Brian and myself shall be attending, as well as other Forbidden Panel members. But as we get closer, we see that a lot of news are popping up about what's going on and what's happening there. So, Brian, you have a lot of news going on, so why don't you fill us in on all the stuff that we've seen so far?
Okay. Well, I think one of the biggest news items for me, it was actually mentioned on a couple different news sites, is that Comic-Con has released their panel schedule for the Wednesday and Thursday night. Wednesday is the preview night, which I believe is just press and professional only. Is that right?
No, it's anybody with a four-day pass.
Okay.
It used to be press and professional, but now anybody that has the money can go.
Okay, so yeah, I think they've only got a few. Most of the panels start around 6 p.m. And so the preview night is pretty short. For the most part, we'll probably go in and get our passes and just kind of blow. The part that really got my attention was the lineup for Thursday, which is the first full day of Comic-Con. And so that's really the thing that kind of caught my attention the most, and a lot of other websites. Been looking through there at what I want to see, and so far the only one that I've seen that I'm trying to make an absolute must go to is the Discover Magazine hosted panel. It's going to be based off of the Science of Science Fiction. This one's going to be hosted by astronomer Phil Plait, who is somebody that I'd actually really like to see talk. He's an interesting guy. Has a what do you call it, a web blog that he goes and writes on for Discover Magazine. He also does a lot of appearances in the media and appearances on different science-based podcasts. And he's a real entertaining guy. And so I really would like to look forward to going to that one. Some of the other ones that are on there, I actually saw there was a panel that was being hosted, J. Michael Straczynski doing a writing workshop, which actually is very interesting to me as well. I'd like to go see that. And I think it would probably actually be beneficial for me in terms of writing for the comic. Is there anything that was on there that you had any interest in going to?
Actually, there's a couple of them. I want to go see the Astro Boy panel. We're going to see sneak previews of the movie Astro Boy, which is coming out. I am debating if whether or not... I mean, there's two items that are coming up, three, that are coming up during the nighttime programming that I really want to go check out, and I don't know if we'll be able to make it. I think you and I will be arguing over which ones we're going to go see. The first one being the Dr. Horrible sing-along blog, which they'll be showing from 8 to 10, all the episodes. I believe Neil Patrick Harris, as well as Joss Whedon and Nathan Fillion, will be there. So I want to see that. I want to see the Green Lantern First Flight world premiere, which is the Green Lantern animated movie. That's going to be out. And, of course, the uber cheesy... Oh, man, I just have no other way of putting it. The Superhero Kung Fu Extravaganza. I want to check that out. Because I hear it's just awesome. Just all new fight. Just fight, which I'm always down for.
That sounds pretty awesome.
Yeah, I want to check it out. As far as the daytime, like I said, there's the Astro Boy one. I'm kind of curious about the unlocking Arkham, which is like a look into the psychiatric profiles of all the disturbing criminals that have been locked up in there throughout the run of Batman comics. Oh man, there's just so much.
That should be interesting.
Yeah, I'm kind of curious about it. The Terry Brooks will be there. He has a panel going on. We have to go catch...
Terry Brooks, the writer?
Yeah, Terry Brooks. He'll be there.
Awesome.
We have to go check out the world premiere footage of the Kick-Ass movie called Kick-Ass. Unfortunately, Nicolas Cage will be there, but Christopher Mintz-Plasse will be there from Superbad, as well as John Romita Jr. and director Matthew Vaughn. So, and they're going to show sneak previews and footage and stuff. It's one of those movies that I really, really want to see and can't wait for. Uncharted 2.
What is this movie?
It's called Kick-Ass. It's based off of a comic book where... I've told you about this before. It's based off a comic book where this kid decides one day that after reading all these comic books, he wants to be a superhero. So he gets dressed up in costume and he goes out. And by the end of the first issue, he's got his ass beat so bad, he's got his nuts connected to a fucking car battery. You know, it's just... how realistic it is in the real world if a superhero decided to have the balls to go out and do this. It's an amazing comic book written by Mark Millar, drawn by John Romita Jr. If you haven't checked it out, check it out. And the footage from the movie will be up at Con this year, so I want to go check that out. Uncharted 2, they're going to be showing some footage from that game. What else? Dexter will have a panel.
That one should be good, actually. I like that show.
They're world premiering the Imaginarium of Dr. Parsonsis from Terry Gilliam. Where you'll be able to meet some of the actors. Christopher Plummer, Johnny Depp, Colin Farrell, Jude Law, Vern Troyer, Tom Waits, Lily Cole, and of course the late great Heath Ledger, who will not obviously be there. They're going to show some of the footage. It was the last movie he was working on, so they're going to show some of the footage from that. For those of you who are actually stupid enough to be watching the Legend of Seeker show, that's going to have a panel as well. I just like to bring that up because I know it hurts Brian really, really bad.
It does. That show pisses me off so much. I just want to cock spike everybody.
What else is going on that I want to check out? The J. Michael Straczynski thing I think would be cool for us to check into. Masters of the Web would might be fun. What else? Robot Chicken I want to go see, but I know that's going to be full of like a lot of different people, so... Surprisingly enough, Burn Notice will have a panel there, so Bruce Campbell will be there to talk to people. That might be fun to go check out.
Yeah, that would be awesome. Just go just for Bruce Campbell.
And of course, Brian, you know we have to go and see the New Moon trailer, this Twilight sequel. We have to go there and talk to everybody because it'll just be awesome.
I don't even know who I'm talking to anymore.
That was me being a smartass.
What have you done with AJ? I'm trying not to overload myself too much because they still have 3 more days to reveal.
Right. Avatar, James Cameron will finally be showing us footage from the movie Avatar that he's been doing. I'm really interested in checking that one out. We're staying away from anything related to Stan Lee or Transformers 2. And there's one
speaking of Stan Lee, he's supposed to be getting honored there at Comic-Con.
Stanley.
They're issuing him the comic book icon award.
For you World of Warcraft people, there'll be a thing called Epic Loot going on there. You can get your game on outside of Azeroth and join the panel or have fun talking about World of Warcraft. I think that will be... I don't want to say because I'm sure we'll lose a lot of listeners, but I don't play World of Warcraft, so it's not for me.
Neither do I. So
we're safe there.
Although I do expect there to be a lot of very scantily clad night elf chicks.
Yeah, that would
be
fun.
Come on, people, don't let me down.
And on preview night, I kind of want to go check out the sneak peek pilot screenings, especially for Human Target and V, because I want to see those. Have no desire to see anything that's even
good.
Related to the Vampire Diaries. I can kiss my ass. But the other two, I'm down for.
Yeah, let's just avoid vampires altogether, because really, vampires suck.
Ah, you're so funny.
No, I'm not saying that as a pun. I'm saying really, vampires suck.
So yeah, there you go. Those are what I'm looking forward to at Con. Is there anything else you're looking forward to?
I'm looking forward to not seeing New Moon. And I imagine that probably a good percentage of the Comic-Con attendees will drop away after Thursday and they do the whole new moon thing. So that's what I'm hoping, is that after all those people see that, they'll leave and never come back.
Right. Now, the problem is, and I'm sure...
I can't say enough how much
you hate New Moon.
Yeah.
The problem is, and this is, this can't be a problem that's shared by just you and I, but I'm going to use us as examples. The problem is every year at Con, we sit down at preview night, and we sit there with the schedule, we go over the schedule, and we highlight all the things that we want to see throughout Con. Come Sunday, we realize we've seen maybe one or two of them. So there's all these things we want to see. I'm sure we'll not make it to more than half of them. But this year, I'd really like to make an effort to go and see it. The bonus that we have this year is we're going to have more members there. Granted, we're missing out on Ryan, which is sad, which means we're going to have to make more of an effort to get a lot more pictures and talk to a lot more people so that we can share in the experience with him. But we will have more members, so we'll be able to split up and be able to cover more of the floor on Con, as well as enjoy ourselves and maybe even get to some panels. The bad thing is...
Definitely.
The bad thing is Hall H. Hall H is the devil. When you go to Con...
Yes?
When you go to Con, you basically have to get there at 6:30 in the morning, wait to get in line at Hall H, and sit there all day, because you're not going to get back in.
Yeah, well, I remember how it was, and we tried to get into the Heroes panel in Hall H, and that was a hell of a line.
It felt like we spent the entire time at Con in a line. That was ridiculous. And then when we got into Heroes, I remember we ended up staying there through like two panels we had no interest to see so that we can hang out for the Kevin Smith one.
Yeah, that was kind of suck, but it's the price you pay, I guess, for seeing the panels you want sometimes.
Yeah, no kidding. So there you go. That's what I want to see at Con this year so far on Thursday. As the schedules get released, please continue to check for binpanel.com as we'll be updating you on all the Comic-Con news leading up to that day. We will be on the floor pimping and talking and trying to just get our comic out and talk to as many people as we can on the mic as we humanly possibly is available to do so.
And I'm also hoping, too, to be lining up a lot of more Geek Girl segments.
Right.
So hopefully I can do some live and maybe, you know, set up time to do some recordings with other people. See how it goes.
I think that'll be awesome, and the fact that it'll be live on the spot at Comic-Con, we'll have more options to talk to people, not just celebrities, but to you guys as well, and get you guys on the mic and get you involved with the show, and I think it'll be a lot of fun. So keep an eye out for us.
Yeah, if anyone's listening to this and you want to be on the Geek Girls, just go ahead and find us at Con, and I'll do an interview with you.
We're going to try and have some t-shirts that we'll be wearing. Brian's will be really big. because I'm getting them all double X, and Brian's a really tiny guy. So look for the guy's wearing a dress and some sandals.
Yeah, we're small, so.
Yeah, he'll be wearing a dress and sandals, so we'll keep an eye out for that. It should be pretty comical. So, yeah, that's pretty much it on the Comic-Con front. We'll go ahead and take a break, and when we come back, we'll get a little bit more personal with some of the comics and stuff. So we'll be right back.
Forbidden Panel is currently looking for artists. If you or someone you know would like to join us, please visit www.forbiddenpanel.com.
Welcome back, everybody. Well, I haven't been reading a whole lot of comics, but I'm going to go ahead and start talking about the ones that I have actually started reading, which is Ex Machina, No Hero. Both very interesting stories. I'll start with No Hero. No Hero is basically it's about this world where this scientist creates this drug that turns people into superheroes. It gives them superpowers. It starts when like the 60s is when it happens. It starts in about the 60s. I think during the Vietnam era, he creates this team of superheroes to start policing the San Francisco area. Basically trying to, I guess, like, it's sort of sociopolitically motivated in that he feels that the police and crime are sort of working together and average American is suffering for it. So he creates this team of superheroes to try to take America back, in a sense, and to allow people to sort of breathe easy and that there's somebody out there watching out for them. The story starts off with this guy that wants to become one of the superheroes. And this situation, at least as far as I am in the comic, I haven't gotten to the latest one yet, but he sets it up so that he can get noticed by this guy to join his organization, and that's about where I'm at in it right now. I'm not too far in, but it's a really interesting comic, and I really want to catch up with it and see where this is going, because it seems like it's going to get pretty interesting pretty soon.
Yeah, I really dug that one. Then, it's done by Ellis, right, for the Avatar Press?
Right. Yeah, Warren Ellis always writes something interesting. And I actually would like to get a chance to talk to him at Comic-Con this year.
I do not believe he will be there.
Of course. Oh, well. the other one I've been reading, I just started reading, is Ex Machina. And this is one I know you've talked about quite a lot. And I said I would start reading it. And so I have started reading it. And this one is also interesting as well, because it's not the typical superhero story, in that it follows a guy after he's a superhero and has gotten into the world of politics instead. And you've actually gone into a lot of detail on this in previous podcasts, so I won't beat this dead horse too much. But the writing for this one is really good, and I like how he draws parallels between his past and present, and it's just also kind of interesting to the way that they incorporate his power, which is the ability to talk to machines, into how he acts as I believe he's a congressman, mayor.
He's the mayor of.
Don't know why I didn't catch that. Mayor. Okay. So it's a very interesting comic, and this one shows a lot of promise. And I've heard a lot of good things about it from you and from elsewhere, so I'm going to stick with this one. And I probably will end up finishing the rest of the series, at least up to the point it's at now, through the weekend.
Yeah, Ex Machina is one of my favorites, in that it's a mainstream comic, but it's not a superhero comic. Like, to say that it isn't a superhero comic, I guess is kind of ridiculous, because it deals with a superhero who has now dropped the superhero title and become mayor of New York. And by mayor of New York, I mean New York City itself. So he's dealing with handling all these issues, and he relates it to his superhero days. It's just awesome. It's done by Brian K. Vaughan. I can't remember who the artist is, but it's really, really good. And it's out on the shelves now, so if you get a chance, pick up Volume 1 and read it. You'll know in Volume 1 if it's worth it or not, and I'm telling you it is. And I'm glad to hear that you're liking it, Brian.
Right. Well, I mean, I think if anybody likes Brian K. Vaughan's other works, like Powers, then there's no reason why they shouldn't pick this one up.
I don't believe Brian K. Vaughan does Powers.
Oh, well.
I believe that's Bendis.
My bad, Michael. I can't remember all these fuckers' names. All right. I quit.
We need a new Brian. To apply for Brian's position, please email us at panelcast@forbiddenpanel.com. Thank you very much. But until then, we're going to keep making you talk.
All right. Yeah. I must be on something today.
It's the heat.
But those are the comics that I've read so far. Yeah, cool. It's definitely the heat. I'm feeling it right now.
This week, I didn't read too many comics as well. I've been pretty busy. And if you check out my blog, which I'll be putting up sometime within the next couple of days, you'll understand why. But what I did get to read, what I did want to talk about, was one comic book that's out right now. It's called The Mighty. This one is I don't know how to describe it. It's basically, it follows this formulaic design of where there's this all-powerful superhero, kind of like, you know, Superman. And, he's from outer space and all that stuff, and people are big fans, and his handler, his connection to the police department, had just passed away, so now he has a new one. So it follows the new guy that's following him, that's his resource, and it's pretty cool. You know, I dig it. And then you find out that he's really been murdering people, and it gets a little deeper than that. So I don't want to get into it too much, other than to say it's a really good book. It's barely on issue 5 or 6 right now. So if you got a chance, pick it up, and you'll probably like it. It's written by Peter Tomasi and Keith Champagne. The art is done by Peter Snelsberg, which I couldn't pronounce even if I tried to. Put out by DC Comics, It's more of an adult line comic, so give it a look. The other comic I wanted to talk about was the ridiculous bullshit that is Captain America Reborn. Some of you that are reading all the weeklies and stuff that come out, hardcore fans of Captain America, know that last year Captain America was shot and killed on the steps of the courthouse as he was going to give testimony as to why he didn't believe in the Civil War initiative in Marvel Comics. Big deal. You know, I mean, it was an epic comic. Captain America's been around for God knows how long, and when he was shot and killed, it was just amazing. I've gone into full detail on this on previous panel casts, I know, on the ridiculousness of trying to bring Steve Rogers back as a Captain America, because it just negates all the work and storylines and emotions that we felt following the character previously. And it shows you have lack of faith in your writers and lack of faith in your ability to replace someone like Steve Austin, Steve Rogers, with the new character of Bucky Barnes. Having said that, the way they brought back Steve Rogers is freaking stupid. It's just stupid. He's... Okay, spoiler alert, FYI. When you listen to the panel cast, you should know that you're going to probably get some spoilers, so beware. So, spoiler alert. He was shot on the steps of the courthouse. So what they're saying now is that it wasn't bullets that were used, but they were time displacement devices that he was shot with, which now cause him to leap through time like freaking Dr. Samuel Beckett, a la Quantum Leap, and that he's just misplaced through time. And so it flashes back to where he is now currently, as opposed to him trying to figure out what's going on and what's happening. If you've read Stranglehold 5 by Kurt Vonnegut, you understand what I'm talking about. They basically stole the storyline from there. It's the most retarded thing I've ever heard in my life. If you're going to come back, bring Steve Rogers back. There's other things you could have done. As it is, you shouldn't have brought him back so soon. But you should have brought him back better. Now, this is only the first issue that I'm reading. It could change. It could change my whole mind. I will admit that, but I don't think that that's going to happen. If you're reading Captain America Reborn...
You know, they always bring those fuckers back.
They do. There's no point anymore, man. I bet you anything, in 6 weeks, Michael Jackson will be back.
Let's hope not.
They'll bring him back. So yeah, that's my take on Captain America Reborn. It's crap. Well, we'll see if it gets any better. Brian, earlier you brought up a point about Tyrus Gibson having his own comic.
Yeah, he's got some comic, and... I don't really know anything about it. I haven't read it. They're just reading an article about him being interviewed about the possibility of making it into a movie, and he has said that he will not be bringing it to the silver screen, and it's going to stay a comic.
Awesome.
That's really all I know about it. I'll have to see if maybe I can look up some more information about the comic itself and see if I can read a few issues of it and see what it's like.
I believe it's called Mayhem.
Again, like I said, I have no problem with celebrity Mayhem, that's what it's called. Yeah, I have no problem with celebrities being involved in creating comics. I just hate when celebrities appear in comics.
Right. Now, as far as I know, there are three mainstream actors that have comic books out there. If I'm wrong, please post in the forums and let me know. The first one being Nicolas Cage with his creation of Voodoo Child. The second one being... I don't even remember his freaking name. I'm going to chop it up.
What's he in?
He's in Heroes.
Milo.
Milo.
Ventimiglia?
Yeah. He's got Berserker that's out. And now Tyrese Gibson with Mayhem.
Right.
I've read the Nicolas Cage one. It was
crap. Hey, don't forget, Stephen Baldwin has his own comic.
Yeah, Stephen Baldwin, whatever. I read the Nicolas Cage one. It was crap. Which is sad, because I know how hard Nicolas Cage wants to be in the comic book industry. He's a huge geek. I mean, hardcore geek. He just chooses to be in the wrong things. Like, he was going to be the Superman in the Kevin Smith version of the movie. He was in Ghost Rider, and as hard as he tried to be a good actor in that movie, he just failed because the movie was crap. You know, he's just a hardcore geek, and he just wants to be involved in it. Unfortunately, it seems like he's going about it the wrong way. He needs to take his time, write a decent script, write a decent story, and get involved that way, and stop trying to buy his way in. I didn't read the Milo one.
Or just pay somebody to ghostwrite it.
Right. I mean, I didn't read the Milo one, so I can't tell on that, and I haven't read Tyrese Gibson's one. But when we do, be sure that we'll be talking about it here on the show. So
I've been
hearing
good reviews about Berserk.
I have them. I just haven't read them. I just haven't had a chance. Maybe I'll read them tonight. Who knows?
Well, I think that's pretty much going to wrap it up for this segment. I don't have any other comics to talk about, unless you do.
Nope.
All right, we'll take a break and be right back.
Hi, I'm a chick, and I read comic books and play video games. And yes, I am attractive. And whenever I need new information, I head over to Forbidden Panel and look for noob geeks to seduce. And sorry.
Welcome back to Panelcast, everybody. So in this segment, this will be our last segment of the evening. I told you we're going to try and keep this short. We're going to be talking about some ZKS updates, some updates on the Forbidden Panel site, and a little surprise in which you may not be aware of. First off, Forbidden Panel is now searchable on iTunes. Yay!
Woohoo!
Unfortunately, iTunes has not archived any of our stuff yet because it's just basically grabbing all the news headlines that we post. But if you subscribe to it in your iTunes, you'll be able to download our Panelcast as well as Brian's Geek Girls the minute that they're posted on the website.
Yeah, hopefully we can get that up and working properly too, so that everything will be there so people can keep going back and getting the old episodes as they find us.
Yeah, so they can see the evolution of how bad we were to how bad we are now.
Yeah, a bit of advice, everyone. Start listening at about episode 9.
Unless, of course, you want to answer some of the future trivia questions, at which you may have to go a little bit further back.
Yes, into the deep, dark recesses of Forbidden Panelcast.
Yeah. You know, honestly, Brian, I'm surprised that we've made it to episode 32. And when we first started this out, we just started this about, what, 2 years ago?
Yeah, about that. And we were just kind of haphazardly doing them whenever.
Right.
And yeah, but we've made a good evolution, and going back and listening to the podcast has been releasing, I've noticed that we've been getting progressively better, except for when I confuse the names of comic book writers, and, you know, then we take a step back, but...
One step back, two steps forward.
Hey, at least that's still progress, right?
Sure, if you can call it that. This is what, just for the fans out there, this is us at Con, okay? When I first started going to Con, I was going with my good friend Joey Labartnik, as well as a couple other people, and walking through Con, like as huge of a comic book geek as I was back then, I never really paid attention to who was writing or who was drawing. I paid more attention to the stories and the characters themselves. So I used to walk through, and I'd be like, and my buddy Joey would sit there and go, hey, this guy does that, this guy does that, this guy does that. And that's how I ended up learning. So the past few years, whenever I've been going to Con with Brian and Ryan, you know, I'm doing the same thing that he was doing. I'm all, hey, Brian, this guy does the comic you like. Hey, there's Straczynski, he did Rising Stars. Hey, there's this guy, you know. So, you know, the progression has picked up, and it's hopefully gotten to the point where this year we're not going to have to do that too much, and I get to actually enjoy myself.
Yeah, well, we'll see.
Now, don't get me wrong, I love educating people on comic books. That's why this whole purpose of Forbidden Panel and the Panelcast itself is we like to tell people about the comics that we're reading, comics we think they'd be interested in, giving them options and educating them on the comic book world itself, as well as other geekdom and geek items that we do.
So well, my comic education has definitely progressed a lot since I met you, so...
Exactly.
There's something to say for it.
I'm always handing Brian some graphic novels, some stack of comics, I'm always handing him something. Same with Ryan, same with anybody I ever meet, I'm just like, here, read this, you'll like it. Read this, you'll like it. It's how I convert people into comic book geeks. Why do you ask I do this? Because, A, it's fun, and B, now I finally have someone to fucking talk to about it. Jesus Christ, do you know how long I've been sitting on Walking Dead and been wanting to talk about it with somebody? I gave it to Brian, he's read it, and now we have something to talk about. Now we can be friends. See how it works, people? So.
And now I'm obsessed with buying all the graphic novels.
Exactly. I did the ultimate sacrifice. We came across this one comic book shop. We found Volume 5, where we couldn't find it anywhere else. And what did I do? I let Brian get it.
And I thank you, sir.
You're very welcome. That's the kind of person I am. So, anyway, we are on iTunes now. Easily subscribable. It'll go directly to your iPod every time you connect it. For those of you who have the iPhone or the iTouch, you can subscribe it directly from your device there and get everything immediately downloaded to you without needing to connect to a computer or anything like that. So, it's a big step for us. We're pretty happy about it and excited. So, hopefully we'll see our numbers jump up and see more members join the site as well as people posting, because that's what we need is people posting on the website.
Yeah, and speaking of the website, we've also got some updates coming for Forbidden Panel website as well.
Yes, we do. We have some new banners that we'll be posting up. We have a new splash page that we'll be doing. Brian is currently has the work with him. Brian, do you have the work in front of you? Or are you looking at it?
I'm not looking directly at it, no.
Okay, well, this artwork was done by an amazing artist who's actually interacting with Ryan. I'm sorry, sweetheart, I don't remember your name. Give me a second, and I will look it up so we can tell people your name and all the wonderful things you do for us. You did for us. But we got new artwork. It looks really good. You're going to see our new logo coming up, and we hope that you guys like
it. Yeah, I'm pretty excited about it.
As am I.
Give everything a nice, fresh, new look, and it's a little bit more... A bit more eye-catching. It's not as busy as our current logo is.
Yeah, it's it was designed by Heidi Steiber. I hope I am saying that correctly. So thank you very much for all the work you did on it. It's awesome. As soon as Brian gets through breaking it up and resizing, we'll be posting up on the website for your enjoyment. And then you can see all the new changes. We've had this logo for I don't know how long, but it was only up until last year that we realized it looks exactly like the Comic-Con International logo, so we're going to go ahead and change it.
Yeah, but change is good.
I like to change my underwear.
Yeah, I'm kind of on the fence on it.
I've noticed. The next little bit of news that we have is about ZKS. First off, one of the people I mentioned earlier in the panel cast, his name is Joey Labartnick, an amazing artist. Did his work on Atomic Detective, the Tom Sparks novels. Great, just phenomenal artist and a truly gifted man. He will be drawing a pinup for us to be putting into the ZKS Zero issue, which will be coming out for Con. Another bit of news.
And I'm very excited about that.
He is excited. He tried to tell me about it earlier, but somehow my arm has a stain on it now. I don't understand what happened. We're trying to leave that alone.
I want to have a doctor look at that.
I'm thinking about it. The Con issue that you'll be seeing is actually a preview of the Zero issue. It will not have the entire issue with it. It will only have about 4 to 5 pages so that you can get an idea of what we're putting out and the artwork, what it's going to look like in the storyline. So please, if you see us walking around, just come up and say, hey guys, I listen to you. Can I have a free copy of the ZKS? And then we will hook you up. We're going to have posters. We're going to have postcards. We're going to have all this wonderful stuff with us to pass out at Comic-Con in hopes of, you know, impressing you or making you feel like a dumbass for not having your stuff out. So that's pretty much it on the ZKS news. Brian, did you have anything else we wanted to add before we walked out the door?
I just want to apologize to everybody for confusing Brian Michael Bendis and Brian Kane. So go ahead and send me your hate mail, and let's just get this aired out.
What's sad is he still doesn't know who either one of them are.
Yeah, I mean, if you showed me a picture of him, I wouldn't know.
No, because they're both bald. Brian, when's your next episode of Geek Girls is coming out tomorrow, right?
Yeah, I believe so. Episode number 3 of Geek Girls is coming out. And I'm still working on getting some more of them done. I still have some potentials. Nothing lined up solid, but I'm going to keep them coming out consistently. And like I said, I'm going to be recording live Geek Girl interviews at Comic-Con. So I am hoping to get a good number of them. I'm actually probably thinking I should buy myself my own digital recorder so that I can go out and get them taken care of.
It might help. Why don't you tell us a little bit about this week's episode?
This week is done with another one of my online friends. This is another girl from the Deviant Nation website. Goes by Enid Blank is her modeling name. And we talk a little bit about video games, we talk about some comics, and I don't want to give away too much. I want to just have everybody go in and listen to the episodes because they seem to be pretty popular. So, but she's a really nice girl. She's really a fantastic person to talk to. So I think everybody will enjoy this, and we do get into some discussions about zombies because you can't not talk about zombies.
Awesome. Me, Lovey Zombies, long time.
Mm-hmm.
Which brings me up to another little point I wanted to bring out to you guys. We're still looking for more characters on ZKS. If you have any character ideas, even if you can't follow the format that is already up there, if you just want to build your own format, please post them. Any artwork that you want to do based on ZKS, be it zombie-wise or character-wise, please put it up on the website. We are always looking for more people, more artwork to put up. Even if it's just to pimp yourself out and how well you are or how good you are, rock it. Just put it up on the site. We don't care. We want to give our fan appreciation in that aspect of posting it on the site and letting you, you know, showcase your own work.
Yeah, definitely would love to see some fan art.
Definitely. It's something we live for. I mean, that'd be awesome to see fan work of artwork. What else did I have? We have, want to remind everybody to please visit brandyosset.com, epicshield.net, as well as necrosapien.net and forbiddenpanel.com. We will be doing, today is, as we're recording it, it's Thursday, as you're listening to it, it's Friday. So on Saturday, keep an eye out for the new Geek Girls episode. It should be a lot of fun. Again, if you're interested in signing up for Geek Girls and being on the show, Brian, tell them how to do it.
Well, you can either just come on, leave a post in the Geek Girls forum, or if you want to contact me directly, you can do so at Brian with a Y at ForbiddenPanel.com. That's probably the best way to do it. And just go ahead and send me a little information about what kind of stuff you're into and what the best time is available, and we'll set something up. I've got minutes purchased for my Skype account, so we can either do it Skype to Skype, or I can do Skype to telephone. It works either way. So just contact me and let me know.
And it's not like an application process where he's going to review it and decide if you're cool enough or not. If you ask for it,
no.
You sign up for it, and you volunteer for it, you're going to be on the show.
Right, yeah, as long as you've got the time and, you know, you're female, then yeah, we'll have you on. I'm not going to ask you to send me any sort of headshots or anything stupid like that. Just, you know, show me that you're a chick that likes to talk about nerdy stuff, and hey, we can do a Geek Girls.
Now, I do have a question for you, Brian. Do they need to have been born a chick, or do they just need to be a chick now?
Well, I'm a little lax on that, so I'm going to go ahead and say, if you've got boobs and no penis, then hit me up.
Okay, so they have to definitely have no penis.
Yes.
Now, what if they're flat-chested?
I'm sorry, but if you have a penis, that still counts.
Okay, so
I've got love for the small boobies.
So having a rack size doesn't necessarily constitute or qualify them for the Geek Girls, but as long as they don't have a penis.
Right.
Now, what if they're a eunuch?
Well, I would say that if they're not living life as a woman, then no.
Okay. So we've got all that cleared up. So again, if you are a female now, please contact Brian with a Y at ForbiddenPanel.com. again, visit all our friends' sites. We'd love and appreciate it. Please check out 4ColorFantasies.com as well. They're awesome. They're probably one of the best comic book shops I've ever been to in my life. They're really cool. The staff
there
is really
awesome.
Yeah,
I love
really
that
awesome.
Place.
They take care of you, man. They go out of their way to let you know that you have a home. And that's what I really appreciate about that place. Other places that we've been to, Brian and I can attest to this, they're full of elitist fascist bastards who you really wouldn't want to be purchase anything from.
Yeah, you walk in and you feel like an idiot right off the bat.
Exactly. Yeah, you don't. Not only do you not want to buy anything from them, you don't want to even hang out with them or be in that store. And it's pretty sad. Four Color Fantasies doesn't do that to you. They open up. They welcome you with open arms. They have places for you to sit down, talk to them. The owner's an amazing guy. They have land gaming, graphic novels, comic books, toys, statues, plenty to drink, and a lot of space to do it in. So if you get a chance, 4ColorFantasies.com, go check it out. They are located in Rancho Cucamonga. No, they are not paying me to say this, so damn it, I'm not making enough money for this commercial. But please go check them out. Brian, did you have any other thing you wanted to say, any place you want people to visit?
I can't really think of anything at the moment.
Do you want to say goodbye?
Do I have to?
You have to. We have to go now.
Okay. Goodbye, everybody. I want to thank you for listening to episode 32 of The Pest, and I hope you'll keep coming back.
Awesome. Thanks, everybody. We'll see you next week with episode 33. And one thing we wanted to mention before we go, there's a movie coming out this week that I will be dragging Brian to go see at midnight, kicking and screaming and crying.
By the hair.
Brian, what movie is that?
Harry Potter and the Something Something.
Yes, Harry Potter and the Half-Blood Prince. We're going to go see it at midnight. We're going to go see it on the IMAX in the Ontario Mills Center. If you want to join us, we're going to get a group of people to go down there and geek out and have a blast. So if you want to join us, please respond on the forums and shoot me an email or some way to contact you so we can organize a time and stuff. That's next week, and we'll be talking about it. We'll be doing some live recording as well, like we did at Transformers 2, with other people that are in the audience. So that's Harry Potter next week. Episode 33 will be coming out next week. Episode 32 is in the bag. Thank you guys again for tuning in. We'll catch you all next week.
Hi, this is Chris Peterson, manager of the Edge of LA Comic Convention at the Claremont Packing House. Come see us every third Saturday of the month at the Claremont Packing House. We're open from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. All sorts of great deals for comics, collectibles, original art, meet famous people, artists, writers, and have a dang good time at the Edge of LA Comic Convention.